Hi, and welcome to this AAT podcast on interviewing skills for managers. My name is Faye Hance, and I am a HR professional with over 12 years' experience in both the public and private sectors. This podcast is to assist you when you are interviewing candidates. Firstly, organise your diary and get some times and dates for interviews and liaise with the candidate and get these finalised. Ideally, you should interview with another manager. This will firstly ensure that the process is followed the same way for each candidate that you're interviewing. This will also ensure that you can confer with your other manager after the interview process to get a balanced view of the candidate. Once you have set up the interviews, find a suitable room to hold them in. You need a room that is quiet and will ensure that the telephone won't ring or any other disruptions will happen. If a fire alarm is due to go off at the time of the interviews, make sure you make your candidate aware of this. Have the same set of questions to ask each candidate. This will mean that each person is measured on the same criteria. Make the questions relevant for the job. For example, do you have previous experience of working with Excel? And at what level? Ensure questions are open and don't just allow for the candidate to answer with a yes or a no answer. You are trying to engage the candidate and get as much information from them as possible, but this will only happen if you ask appropriate and relevant questions. Think about what you want to hear as the response and how relevant this is to the job that the person is interviewing for. At the beginning of the interview, ensure that you put the interviewee at ease. Introduce yourself. This is a key thing to forget and is vitally important. Explain who the other manager is and also the process that will be followed. Make sure they are put at ease and can ask any questions at any time. Start the interview by explaining about the job, explaining about the company, and then ask the candidate what do they know of the company. Have they done their research? This will make you find out if they have. This will also be a key indicator of how interested and engaged they are with the role. Ask the candidate to run through their CV. You can question them around key areas of their CV. For example, why did you leave this job? What did you learn most at this job? These are probing questions which will allow the candidate to open up and explain the real reason for leaving jobs or the reason for applying for this job. You can gain a real insight into the candidate by asking these probing questions. After the candidate has run through their CV and you feel you've gained enough information that you need, go on to ask the questions that you have prepared. Ensure that you ask every question and make sure that every candidate is asked the same questions to ensure a consistent process. Remember, the questions that you ask must be relevant to the job. Allow the candidate to ask any questions and be as open and honest with your response as you possibly can. For example, if the candidate requests what training will be given to them for the job and there is no training, be honest with the candidate. Therefore, if you go on to recruit them, their expectations are met around training. Be sure to clarify any areas of concerns that you may have with the candidate. For example, if they gave a reason for leaving a company that you weren't entirely clear on, make sure you go over that ground. Reassess the information that they have given you. Please ensure that you do not ask any discriminating questions. For example, it is completely inappropriate to ask a woman if she will be having a family in the future. Please think quite clearly about the relevance of the questions that you are going to ask. Make sure you end the interview with a very positive vibe. Ensure that the candidate understands the next stages and when they will be informed of the outcome from the interview. Shake hands firmly with the candidate and ensure them that you will be in touch very soon. If you follow this process and have clear, concise and relevant questions to ask your candidate during the interview process, this will ensure that you recruit the right person who will do the right job that you require them to do. It will also ensure that you have covered yourself and your organisation against any claims of discrimination. I hope that this podcast is of use to you, and I hope that it allows you to find the right candidate for your job. Just remember, relax during the interview process and your candidate will also relax and therefore give you the information that you want. Good luck.